Breakfast in the Blue Ridge with Lou Lavelle and Scotty. Good morning, good friends. It's breakfast time, and you're invited to join those lovable sweethearts of the airwaves, Lou Lavelle and Scotty, for a tuneful time in their home among the laurels, in America's beauty-filled wonderland, the Blue Ridge Mountains. Lou and Scotty will be waiting for us in their friendly kitchen right after we hear a message from a friend of yours. The air in Tow River Valley is crystal clear this morning. You can look westward all the way to the Great Smokies and north to the Spear Top. It's the kind of a day to make everyone feel just right, especially Lulabelle, who bursts into song as she busies herself with breakfast.
Everybody has a weakness for the funniest thing. Some like ketchup in their soup and some like chicken wings. I know different from the rest, but I've got a weakness too. But here's what I like the best, and so I'm telling you.
Big taffy pull they had over at the Vance's. Mm-hmm. There must have been a dozen folks there, but I didn't have eyes for anyone but you.
That was the night she tried to get me to propose to you, only my mouth was stuck together with taffy.
Oh, you're just making that up. You remember how when we were pulling taffy on a peg and all of a sudden you wanted to kiss me?
So you held me close and run your fingers through my hair. Only you forgot to take the taffy off your fingers.
Oh, I remember that. And you had to have your hair cut the next day and the barber almost stopped you.
Those taffy pulls were lots of fun. You'll have to have one again some of these days, huh?
Yeah, I'd say so. Hey, what's you looking at out the window?
Oh, I thought the truck might be along with those fence posts anytime.
Gosh, I sure hope it gets here so you can get busy. I'll even help you myself.
Well, that I'll have to see.
Well, now, I'm a pretty fast gal with a hammer.
Yeah, but you're kind of slow with a skipper.
Oh, I'll have breakfast ready in a couple minutes. That table all set?
Yep.
Well, honey, then find something to amuse yourself so breakfast gets done. It'll be right done in a minute or two.
Well, yeah. I reckon I'll just pick a little tune.
Okay, you do that. That I want to hear.
Put that back. hands are down, Sambo. Kids in the garden, rooting up the ground, Sambo. Sitting on a woodpile all day long, singing that same old song. Don't you like it when that comes home, and the ladies are mine. It makes you feel Sambo.
That's you.
Two in a coffin sitting on a limb, Sambo. I set you off to go to school, and you come back up in your school. The wind blows hard, it's flying rain, or just your hat, and the wind is rain. Yes, sir. I learned that one from my pappy.
Hi, folks. Is coffee done?
Oh, hi, Jack. It sure is. Come on in.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Good morning, Jack. Got coffee and some of your favorite dishes this morning.
Oh, sir, that sounds good to me. Here, Scotty, let me help you put those vittles on the table.
Here we are. Say, Jack, did you know our fence posts were to be delivered today?
Well, so I judged when I saw those post holes dug in the yard.
Oh, Silverfoot, is that what you were doing before breakfast?
Yeah, I've never thought of getting early start.
What kind of fence you going to put up?
Well, Frank Phillips found me some sawmill strips. Trimmings, you know, on the outside of the logs where they cut down the timbers. And...
With the bark on them? Oh, those will be pretty.
Well, they'll keep the calves and the dogs out of the yard anyway.
Yeah, they'll be kind of rustic like. Oh, say, wasn't it lovely out last evening?
Oh, it sure was. Dad and I walked back into the hills after supper, picking flowers.
He walked me to that burn fur. I almost worked up an appetite all over again.
Hey, romantic soul. Always thinking of something to eat. I can remember walking in the evening with the moon shining through the trees, and the first whippoorwill song gave him an awful thrill.
Well, I must confess there's still something mighty romantical about a whippoorwill call.
Oh, it seems kind of eerie and mournful to me.
Maybe the reason the bird seems to mourn for three is because it only comes out at night. I can remember as a kid we used to sit outside after sundown waiting for dark, seeing who could be the first to hear the first whippoorwill call.
Yeah, well, it may sound mournful and have a funny name, but there's a very romantic mountain legend about the whippoorwill call. Did you know that, Jack?
No, I didn't.
Well, it seems that when sweethearts hear the first whippoorwill call of an evening, even if they're far apart, if they're thinking loving thoughts of each other, they'll keep those thoughts for a whole year.
Ah, I guess that's why I still like to stroll in the sunset waiting for the evening shadows to fall to hear the whippoorwill call. As the old legend goes in the song, it said that whatever sweet emotions may be throbbing within a fond heart, when listening to whippoorwill singing for a 12-month, they'll never depart.
In just a moment, Luna Bell and Scotty will sing the lovely ballad of the first whippoorwill song. But first, let's hear from a friend of yours back home.
Deep in our hearts we will carry the affection so fervent and strong that we touch to each other this evening when we heard the first whippoorwill call.
Whippoorwill, whippoorwill,
when you hear the first whippoorwill call. Oh, meet me tonight, sweetheart, meet me.
That's really a beautiful story.
Well, thanks. Hey, I'd better be seeing about those fish, folks. They've got to be getting along.
Yeah, me too. See you right soon, folks.
Then it's morning in the Blue Ridge, here beside the lonesome pine. Yes, it's morning in the Blue Ridge, and deep within this heart of mine.
Your favorite sweethearts of the airwaves, Lola Bell and Scotty, ask you to join them and the Blue Ridge Riders again. And this is Jack Stilwell, hoping you'll accept their invitation for Breakfast in the Blue Ridge.